Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. How's your headphones? Oh, cool jeans. I didn't even notice your jeans.
Oh, yeah, they're like they're kind of like jean
sexy
chaps.
You should cut the jean denim part off and have crotchless chaps.
I will.
All right. On the show?
Yeah.
And blur your dick?
Give me some scissors.
I don't think that would go against Instagram guidelines. I think they're fine with male nudity.
Really?
Yeah.
With peen?
Welcome to the podcast.
Wait, we're on now?
Will,
okay, sorry.
Will, and is it Schwartz? Just kidding.
God.
Will Schwartz, ladies and gentlemen. Will Schwartz.
Hey.
Here you are, Will Schwartz, good friend of mine, friend of the pod by extension. You are a musician?
Yes.
My husband, Jordan Peele.
knew ever you. Heard of him?
Yeah, ever heard of him? Mm-hmm. He knew your band long before you were even a figment of my imagination. Or Jordan was a figment of my imagination.
That is crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know that women are born with all their eggs that can make babies? Like, you're born. Like, little girls have all their babies just...
I know.
Whereas you guys are just spitting out sperm.
Oh, God.
Women are born with all the eggs they ever had.
Yeah, and then what do men do?
God. Whatever. They spit out sperm like a fucking rotisserie chicken. Just blamp, 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 blamp. Just spinning out sperm. Whereas women... We're just holding eggs our whole life. Little babies waiting to be born if they want to. You might not be a breeder. Why am I talking about this? Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
Because Jordan knew you before. Anyway, there's so much magic and mystery to life. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Imperial Teen
was
your band. What other bands have you been in? What are the names?
Hey Willpower is a project that I did. It's like a dance pop outfit. And Psychic Friend is a band that I did. It's kind of piano pop. Patty Schimmel from Hole plays the drums in it. And Bow Body.
When I wake up in my makeup.
Yeah.
That's Hole, right?
Yeah.
I love that song. You think that's like so annoying to Hole when that's the song everyone knows? Is it the song everyone knows? I love you, Cammy, baby. I love
maybe
you,
maybe Miss World or Violet.
How's that one go?
I'm Miss World. Somebody kill me.
Oh, that sounds
good.
Kill
me pills.
pills, I love pills. I used to love pills before I stopped everything. Codeine for migraines was great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to love it. I used to take them codeine and Tylenol threes. Boom, bop, boom, bop, 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 bop. I was like this.
And it would go away?
Honestly, I would still kind of have some feeling of a migraine, but I'd just feel better about it. Mm-hmm. You know? I'd be like, hey, everything's gravy, man.
Do you take a pill now for migraines?
You know,
or what
I
do
really
you do?
Don't get them as much anymore.
Okay.
Fascinatingly.
I saw Gaga was doing a commercial for a migraine pill.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of advancements since I was popping my codeine Tylenol 3s.
Mm-hmm.
That was in high school, I think. What a wild ride.
She must have some equity in the pill, right?
I mean,
she can't just be doing the spot for the pill.
Yeah, she's being paid to do an ad.
Right, but you don't think she gets paid by the pill sold?
I think she gets bags of pills. Okay. I think someone drives up, screeches up. They're like, Gaga! And they throw a bag of pills out, like an old bag of money kind of situation.
Like a newspaper?
Every day, they drop that off.
Okay.
Oh, well, here we are, good old buddy, old pal. So, yeah, I met Will at a party. I was instantly besotted with him.
Oh.
I don't actually remember, like, what our first encounter was, but I know I saved you in my phone as short shorts or something. Balls? Yeah, something with balls.
Yeah. You could see them, I think, is what it was. I didn't mean for that to be the case. I think I was wearing a bathing suit, though.
So, Will's a musician, but also a pretty funny guy.
I feel like I used to be funny, but I don't know. It went away.
Yeah. You know what? I think a lot
it
of people...
It used to be my life. Like
what?
Being funny was my life, and then it became not my life anymore.
Explain how it became your life, honey.
Well,
I say honey all the time now on the podcast.
I was at college at NYU, mm-hmm. and I had a group of friends. That's where I met Sarah Silverman,
mm-hmm.
and we were just, I mean, it's like comedians in a room just trying to make each other laugh, you know? And it was such an...
So you considered yourself a comedian?
Kind of, yeah. That was my trajectory then.
Wow, why don't you do stand-up? Have you ever tried?
No.
Would you?
Yeah, I would try.
I dare you to do an open mic. It's exhilarating.
But I stopped being funny after doing a lot of drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
You think you could ever buy that brain back? Let's get Dr. Langer on the horn.
Yeah, I just, I remember it happening, you know, and
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm writing an email to Dr. Langer. See if he can give you back a chunk of brain, make you funny again.
I remember Sarah saying, like, you don't... It was when I was having a problem, you know, doing a lot of drugs, and she wanted me to stop. And she was like, you don't laugh anymore.
Oh my God. I'm putting that in the letter.
And I think what she meant was, you don't make me laugh anymore.
Well, listen, fair is fair.
Yeah.
So here you are. Now you're a musician. Well, you were funny in college.
Yeah.
No longer funny.
Yeah.
Now you're a musician. Okay, so this is the whole thing I'm trying to get to. So me and Kojak were making this coffee album, of which some of the songs, but not all of them, are up, because we were like halfway through releasing EPs. We had like 48 songs.
Right.
And then the pandemic hit, and yeah, we never finished our album.
Uh-huh.
We made a
Thanks
song.
Thanks for the quiche, by the way.
You're welcome. I've been bringing guests supplies.
It had a smokiness to it that
yeah,
it was good.
Yeah, my aunt Gina sent it to me for Christmas.
Oh,
so
nice.
Shout out to Gina. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that.
I like that it was just flavor. There wasn't a lot of texture in it. You know what I mean? It was
starting to sound like a neg. I like mushy quiche. That's my thing.
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm saying that as you. I did. Oh, it's like you. Mashed potatoes in a crust. But
yeah.
That is what quiche is, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but thanks, Gina. So, the point being, we made a song, a very special song that I truly love, and I was looking forward to releasing, and I do hope someday we release this album, although now,
and
like 5 years later, I go, what the hell was I doing? I finished up Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I started making such an intense music album about coffee, and I did think it was funny. First, all the songs were just thrown together, improv-y, very comedy, and then I'm like, wait, these are annoying. We have to make them sound good. Then we just, like, I started, like, literally becoming one of those actors who's, like, thinks they're a musician or something, you know?
I feel like you had a good sense about that. You weren't...
Okay, good. Yeah, but, when the pandemic hit, I go, oh my God, I spent the last 8 months of my life in a music studio with Kojak. Like, I've done it all wrong. No. But, like, it was so creatively fulfilling for us because I think he was so sick of the music industry and I was sick of the entertainment industry and we were, like, both doing something kind of different.
It was fun. It was a lot of laughs, you know?
Yeah.
It
was.
And creative. It
and
was
so many crazy
a
people
lot of
like
improv.
Eric Benet, he actually made a song. Well, kind of, we started it in that process and then he actually recorded it. It's the end credit song of my movie, which is, I love that song. I want to play that on here too. I think he's fine with that. So that might happen. And then Anita Baker came in, but she didn't wind up going through with it. I think she like realized her legacy was on the line. And then, you know, it just wound up being like the most intense, crazy journey that just kept building and building. Andy Milonakis, I'm trying to think who else. Hannibal.
Kathleen Hanna, right?
Yeah, Kathleen Hanna. That one we released. Mm-hmm. You can hear that one.
Mm-hmm.
BDR, it's called. Okay, so this is a song that we made, and this episode's going to be about love. This song is about love. We're going to talk about boundaries, yearning,
yeah,
love, and technology. Okay? Here's the song. It's called Clingy. Anything you want to say about it before?
I think something I was thinking about was that song from the that movie with Call Me By Your Name, the...
Is that the peach thing?
That's the movie with Armie Hammer.
Yeah, fuck a peach in that movie or something?
Oh, did they?
If I imagined that, how crazy would I be? I thought that was the whole thing. Like, should we
they
look it up?
To peach?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Call Me By Your Name and peach.
Okay.
There's like a sexual peach thing. I can't believe you don't
What's
remember
What's wrong
that.
With me that I don't remember
I don't know.
It.
You're like, it was a sweet movie. Okay, let's hear Will's beautiful voice on the song Clingy. Hold on, I'm going to do a drum roll leading into it.
How can you be clingy on WhatsApp? 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 There's no way to be clingy on WhatsApp. I know that I'm not clingy on WhatsApp. Did you miss my text and my other text? And then that other text. And that other one. Cause I haven't heard from you. That's okay.
So loud. It's okay.
Pretty sure you said I was clingy.
Pretty sure.
Me that I heard it wrong.
Accurate.
I've never gotten that kind of fever before.
They do.
I'm the least clingy person on the planet. I'm the least clingy dude around. How can you be clingy on WhatsApp? How can you be clingy on WhatsApp? There's no way to be clingy on WhatsApp. Introduced you to vanilla soy creamer. Wanted you to know that I'm a dreamer. If you think I'm clingy, come over.
Not clingy. I forgot how bad this potentially makes me look.
I don't think so. It's so relatable. Hello?
Hi, is this Chelsea?
It is. Chelsea and Will Schwartz.
Hi.
Oh my gosh. Hi. Oh, I didn't know if you were actually going to answer the phone. This is like the coolest thing ever.
How are you?
Good. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
We just like to create awkward silences and see what comes out of them.
Oh, that's cool. Well, yeah. I'm honored to be a part of the awkward silence.
Do you feel like you've ever been like too clingy in a love relationship?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And how did that situation pan out?
They're married.
Well, I had to realize I had to break a cycle. You know, I had to be like, I don't want to do this anymore. But it took a long time to realize that that's who I was being, you know?
Yeah. How did you realize it? Therapy?
Yeah. I mean, years of therapy. And then also, looking at my family too, to look at what I had grown, like my nuclear family, and seeing how that affected.
You're like, hey, can you guys all stand in a line real quick? And they're like, bleep, bleep. That's your eyeballs. Bleep, bleep,
bleep. I just judged them all. I looked down the line and I said, no, no.
You said, no more. Not with you or you or you or you. You said, You're a, and you know what, Dad? You're a mother freaking. And hey, Mom, there's a little left for you, you old bitch. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, wow. Yeah. I mean, there was a couple of the, what's the other buzzer sound? Like the green light buzzer. They're like, you know, there's always a, my sister.
The green light buzzer?
You're clingy with everybody?
We have two questions. Oh. One, what's a green light buzzer?
Yeah.
don't know. I feel like you're playing the red light buzzer sound.
You mean, do you mean the ding?
Yeah. Like you passed through. You did it. Green light.
Yeah. That's not a green light buzzer, though. That's just simply a ding.
Ugh. Okay, yeah.
But I do like how overcomplicated you made it.
This is kind of how the conversation started when we created the song.
What do you mean?
When we created Clingy, the song.
There's
I feel like it was just this huge manifestation of everything in my life that you guys were trying to get out of me.
Oh,
that
right.
We're doing to this caller.
Well, this is simply an issue of vernacular. I just want to, just clarify that we have a ding and we have a buzzer. It's not a green light buzzer and a red light buzzer. I just thought it was a peculiar verbiage.
Anyhow, well, I guess I was imagining that you would have to press a button and that's why I got buzzer, but I understand.
No, I did press a button. Listen, we're at an impasse with this whole vocabulary.
Agree
Don't
to
worry
disagree.
About it. Yeah, A to D, baby. A to D. So,
Wait, this is incredible. I'm having the best 4 minutes and 40 seconds of my life.
Has it been 4 minutes already?
Wow.
I got to get out of here.
That's how good I am at holding your attention. No, I'm joking.
This is the danger zone. As far as this podcast goes, once we're at 1 minute, we're sinking.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So you looked at your family, you looked at your patterns, you took responsibility for your own clinginess, and then, hold on now. Did you find love?
Oh, God.
It's a yes or no.
A drum roll buzzer, and then you asked me the buzzer.
Oh my gosh, you said drum roll buzzer. You said drum roll buzzer. Okay, I think that just like Bill. Hold on. I'm writing to Dr. Langer again.
With your email buzzer.
I think your buzzer vocabulary lobe might be slightly bruised. I think the word buzzer in your mind means button.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I'm explaining this all to Dr. Langer in my heartfelt email.
Okay, good.
You said drum roll buzzer. Just please tell me you understand what I'm saying. It's a drum roll button.
Yeah, I said it. I said drum roll buzzer to get a reaction out of you.
You got it. Yeah, got it. I can't go full jackpot on that though.
But
so
yeah,
anyway,
okay.
You didn't find love. Is that the end of the story?
Well, I think, like, if I may put a little bit more of a positive spin on it, is that I had to leave my relationship because I realized it was not going to be what I wanted. And now I love myself. So, yeah.
So the answer is no.
Boring anecdote in progress.
No one cares about self-love, girl. That's something we pretend to care about, okay?
Yeah, and pretend to have.
Are you getting your bean flicked on the regular? That's all that really matters. Self-love.
You know.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm pretending I'm a morning radio show host like half the time on this podcast. Yeah.
No, I love everything about it. I'm obsessed. That's why I called.
Thank you. Thanks for your call. Do you want to try to hear some of our song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's see if you can hear it. We tried it before. We're trying to see if we have technical difficulties. Which version?
The newer one?
Yeah.
Makes more sense, yeah.
How can you be clingy on WhatsApp? How can you be clingy on WhatsApp? How can you be clingy on WhatsApp? There's no way to be clingy on WhatsApp.
Can you pause? Can you hear that?
Wait, does that say how can you be clingy on WhatsApp?
It does!
Yes!
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, so you can indeed hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it. I heard it right now.
Have you ever sent like one extra text that you shouldn't have sent? This is my last question. We simply have to end this call. But have you ever sent that one extra? I'm being clingy in this call.
Yeah.
I don't want to let it go. And why? There's nothing here for me. We've seen that.
There's more
She's
calls
trying to
be
fucking
had.
Troll me by calling everything buzzers.
No, I was not developed. That was not my intention when I called you, Chelsea Peretti. I just, this has been like, again, an incredible 9 minutes. Like, I'm.
9 minutes. So.
9 minutes? I gotta get the
stop
fuck
saying
out
the
here.
Time. It's.
wait, what was
wow. Yeah.
Cause listening to far, I hung up on her. I had to end it. There was no way it could keep going as it was going. Caller, hello. This is Chelsea Peretti. I'm here with Will Schwartz, musician extraordinaire.
Oh my god, I'm such a fan of the podcast. I've listened forever.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Will feels immediate ownership over the podcast, which I love. I want to be like the coffee shop proof in Atwater. It's like every worker owns a piece of it, you know?
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Andrew.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Oh my god, what
you
is
have
that?
A nice voice, like a friendly person,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
I'll stop the snoring
is
sounds.
That a crashing wave?
You want a crashing wave?
That was a snore.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This is what I hate. I feel like callers can't hear the sound effects well.
Well,
I always thought what it would be like to be on the other side.
And how is it so far?
It's like being in Pavlov's cave.
Wait, Pavlov's cave? I thought Pavlov was the salivating dogs and Plato was the guy talking
oh.
about.
Yeah, it.
What?
Yeah, you're right.
Yes!
It's Pavlov's dogs.
I feel smart again. I feel smart again.
I'm smart.
smarter than I should be. I'm smarter than I have a right to be. I feel smart again. Thanks, caller.
Would that be a Freudian slip?
A Freudian nip slip.
Ooh.
What's that? I don't feel funny. Unfortunately, I'm not funny. Slightly smart, but not too funny. What a combo. All right, so Andrew, the exotically named Andrew, what have your love issues been? What's your boundaries issues? Are you ever too clingy?
Too clingy. No, well, I'm never flingy. That's the thing. Even with a fling, I feel like I approach it with the capacity of a full-blown true love.
So, like, Andrew, she said clingy with a C.
Andrew, clingy. Did you hear that?
Not flingy.
No one says flingy.
That's not a word.
Andrew, are you flingy? Andrew, are you flingy?
Andrew, are you flingy? Flinging to me. Andrew, are you flingy? Will you fling it to me?
Fling it to me.
It's like with a...
Imagine, like, when you think like about flinging a dick, it feels like a soft dick. Fling your soft dick into me! Always a nightmare as a woman.
Honestly, I like most dicks.
Okay.
I just revealed...
You just revealed something?
Yes, the sexy music. Dicks of all sizes. Sometimes, like, when I really like
can you hear him? What? You're petering out. Dick. Get it? Peter?
Yeah.
That's another word for dick.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Willie, well, Peter.
Anyways, I wouldn't care if you had a small dick.
Who are you talking to, like, Andrew?
Where do you live? Just...
I'm saying that
ASL.
I live in Atlanta.
Uh-huh. You sound handsome.
Oh, here we go. We might have a love connection.
Really?
Let's hear it.
Instead of hatred, I choose love.
That's from the iHeart Library, folks. Thank you, iHeart, for the library of free music. You know what that sounds like? Bootleg Tori Amos.
It does.
Let's hear it again.
Back.
Instead of hatred, I choose love.
Beautiful.
I was thinking Lana Del Rey a little bit.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Lana Del Rey.
It kind of sounded like off-brand.
You know what really sounds like Lana Del Rey?
That's great. You get to play that.
Yeah.
The beat. The
I know the horns. I kept missing the horns in my dancing act out. I will say that song is just evergreen because whenever I'm driving, people in a Mercedes are truly the worst breed of people. I would, unless Mercedes wants to do an ad on the pod, in which case, what a smooth ride. But truly, like, always cutting you off. Mercedes and Hondas. I need to make a Honda song because Hondas are always speeding.
I drive a Honda.
Do you? Oh, my God. We got a Honda driver.
Oh, it's a full jackpot. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Do you speed a lot?
No.
I should tell you that we have a whole relationship with the LAPD where we send them audio recordings of anyone and anything that they say or admit is admissible in a court of law. But do you speed a lot?
I've been so good about it recently because I've gotten so many tickets.
So that's a yes.
God, yeah, it is.
Speeding tickets?
This is him. Every time he gets in his car, he's like, oh, let me go get a coffee real quick. That's a Honda driver. They're like, oh, the light just turned green. They're like, oh, someone's going 45 miles an hour ahead of me in a 35 zone. Let me get in front of them.
I don't know about a speed.
Coffee, crank.
Hold on. I gotta switch around. Here we go.
This part is especially amazing. Let's fucking go.
Seriously, Andrew.
Yeah, a speeder seems like they have anger issues, right?
Not necessarily. They might just be cool as fuck.
Do you have anger issues?
Wait a minute.
You don't sound angry.
Don't get us off course. We're trying to find out about Andrew's love life. All we know is he likes having flings, I think.
Oh, yeah. He's flingy.
Are you ever clingy? We never even got the C word. We only got the F word.
I am not clingy. I'm not clingy at all. All
right, we got to go then. We're only talking to stage five clingers. Here she is. Are you a stage five clinger?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Oh.
How does that work out for you?
I think I have an anxious attachment style, so any sense of danger, my heart rate goes up to 160, and I get real scared, real bad.
Are you currently in a relationship?
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm working on it.
Hmm.
So how does that manifest in your relationship?
I'm kind of avoidant. So if I feel stressed or in danger, I kind of just kind of hole up in my own little world and be pretty good about knocking on the window and saying, "Hey, everything okay?" And then we talk.
Knocking on the window. Where's he at? He's not
on the window of my house.
You locked him outside.
Into.
Pardon?
In the window of my house that I recluse in. I draw myself in and
couple follow up questions. Couple follow ups. That doesn't sound clingy.
Yeah, what's up?
Doesn't sound clingy. Sounds the opposite of clingy. You withdrew.
Right. Yeah, but it's because I secretly kind of want more.
Second question, why doesn't he knock on the door? Why is he knocking on the window?
Yeah.
There's no door. It's a large, it's an open window concept house. It's new and up and coming.
Oh.
So.
But surely there's a door to enter and exit out of?
Mm-mm.
What the All fuck windows. Is going on? Hold on a second. I need water. Where am I? I need water. I don't understand your house, your relationship. I don't understand.
I honestly, if I can be so honest, I can't believe I'm even talking to you. Like, I'm walking around a Costco right now with my family and like my hands are shaking because I love this podcast and this is very surreal for me.
Okay, you're going to skip past the fact that you live in a literal glass house with no doors and be like, I'm walking around Costco. Costco is pedestrian, okay? I want to hear about your home with no doors.
It's just all metaphorical, Chelsea.
Oh, my God. Well, I wish you the best of luck. And at Costco, what would I tell you to get? Egyptian magic. They sell it at Costco. Incredible face product.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's like clean Vaseline. Of course,
Vaseline?
I have no proof it's actually clean, but it seems clean. But I rub it all over my face at night.
Yeah.
So it seals
it. Is it eczema friendly?
It's like a sealer.
Listen, you're both asking me questions at once. What's your skin type?
Sorry. Very dry, sensitive eczema.
Hold on. I'm writing a letter to the Save My Skin doctor. Okay, so you've got eczema and...
Soup sensy.
What is it?
Soup sensy.
Soup sensy. Okay, I'll say super sensitive because she's a doctor. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to just say, is Egyptian magic for this skin type. Great.
Thank you.
Cool. So I'll just stay on the line until she responds.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Click.
God. Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global,
Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Caller.
Hello. Hello.
What's your love language?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's your love language?
Probably acts of service. It's got to be.
So you want someone to be like, I built you a new door. That's a reference to the last call.
A door?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to you.
A door? A door is fine.
Do you have a door? Let's get first thing out of the way. Do you have a door on your house?
I have a door on my house. I have several, actually. If I'm counting them, well, I don't live in a house. I live in an apartment. So there's like 800 doors.
Okay, getting weirder.
800?
Oh, the whole apartment complex.
Not 800. Okay. maybe like 30, so I don't need more doors. But if you wanted to build another one, I would.
A little despair. Yeah,
why do people go south so fast? You're saying 30 doors. I just have to, like, the brain in me has to say those are doors to other apartments, right?
Yeah, but I'm on the third floor. So wouldn't it be a door to nowhere? What if it's not a door? What if it's a chair? Chair makes more sense. No?
Ding. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.
Hello, we are here.
Hello.
In studio, me and Will Schwartz, and we have
coffee,
Fair is fair. I'm going to take this opportunity to have a slurp of cough. 3, 2, 1. This is my coffee drinking music now. This is absolute fucking mayhem. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, do you ever feel like you're too clingy in love?
Yeah, all the time, especially right now.
What do you do about it?
Nothing. I got a puppy, so I guess that's helping because he's clingy.
Yeah, mutual cling fest.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dogs are good for that, right?
They're very good. He needs me to survive, so it's great.
Right. And even when you're, like, really in their face, like, they're just kind of, like, looking at you, like, bored, but it's, like, even so cute.
Yep. Yeah, he'll come and just, like, sit right in front of me and just stare at me while I'm, like, doing work, and it's like, I don't know what you want, but you can just keep staring at me. It's
I know,
great.
And you stare at each other, and here's your theme song.
I've been looking for someone like you.
Oh.
And you. Been looking for somebody to.
I should play that for him and see if he likes it.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. What's he not going to like? There's almost nothing dogs don't like.
They're so good.
He doesn't like going in his crate, but that's about it.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot dogs don't like. They hate loud sounds.
Yeah.
They don't like.
He also doesn't like it when I don't let him bite me.
Right.
But
not. They don't like when you're like, don't pee on things in the house. They have so many weird issues.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It is a great point that dogs are such a good outlet for stage 5 clingers.
Yeah, exactly. I've had him for about a month, and so far I feel so loved.
Yeah, that's great. Good point.
Yeah. Chelsea, it's so nice to talk to you again. I don't know if you remember.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't. Did we talk before?
10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, oh, that yeah, I remember. Remember yeah, that actually I do remember. Yeah, yeah. 10 years to the day.
Uh-huh. Pretty much, I think. So it's great to hear your voice once again.
What was our call about?
You know, I don't remember much. I only remember, I don't know if you can see. Well, I remember something that you did that was kind of mean.
Uh-oh.
But that's all right. Now that's a fun story that I share with people when, you know, when you come up. You know, I was listening to you talking about how people love it when you're mean, and this time you're trying not to be so mean, but sometimes you just got to give the fans what they want.
Right. Click.
That would have been a great moment.
Yeah.
I would allow you to do that if you wanted to.
You know what's a real shame? Like, I'm of a generation in which we did have phones that you hang up on people and it does make a sound. Like, now it's like cell phones, they don't give you the click and the dial tone. Like, a dial tone sound was so evocative.
Uh-huh.
Like, young people don't even know what that is.
Right.
I know, they probably don't even realize they're getting hung up on until like a few
years later.
Hang up. They're like, hello?
10 years.
Did I lose you?
No, literally, you could hang up on a young person, they don't even realize because they're just scrolling TikTok immediately. They're like, what? Like, they don't even know what's up or down. As long as it's on TikTok and it's got some audio.
Ugh, young people.
They fucking suck.
Yeah.
Science. Yeah. Is that
so? What's up with you guys? How are the calls?
Do we want to do this kind of small talk?
Wait.
Boring. What do you want?
Boring.
Well, this is where.
Kelsey, I just sent you a video this morning on Instagram.
I just cannot pretend to see what I do.
I will say, it's hard to hear the song lyrics.
I know.
I know
you're
playing
that.
Something.
I hate that. It's like the callers.
And I wish I knew what it was.
This is a mess. This is a sinking ship, folks. This is an absolute sinking ship.
I sent you a video this morning of a bear attack. Well, it was a missed bear attack in Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
I don't know if you check your invites on Instagram to DM, but
let me tell you, my algorithm is almost 100% bear attacks at all times. So don't think it's something I haven't seen. All right.
Yeah.
We do have another bear attack survivor that we should get on the pod soon. We have another bear attack survivor interested. Got another one on the hook. Okay.
Yes, that's good. The one that was on the pod a few weeks ago was crazy. That I was on the edge of my seat with that story.
Were you? Yeah. That was, what a fucking story. Can you imagine your kids on your hip and you're fighting a bear with your other arm?
I know. That's crazy. I would just give up my kid, I think.
You would
throw
the kid. Oh, you mean throw the kid to the bear and then run.
I've never had kids, so my survival instincts are not very good.
No, that sounds like what your instinct would be if you had a kid. Just
like,
kidding.
Yeah. Well, it was. I'll let you go to other calls. I don't want to keep you. I just wanted to say hi.
Okay.
And I'm excited to have you back on the pod.
I sometimes like to see if people will say anything else. Hello, caller.
Oh, hello, Chelsea.
How are you?
It depends on the day. Right now, doing fine. How are you?
We mean right now.
It's been a roller coaster of a year.
That's for Ooh. Sure. You're darn tootin'.
Yeah. Darn tootin' indeed. Yeah, you're talking about love and yearning, I see.
I was going to run through all the events of the year, but I changed my mind. We're talking about love, yeah. We're talking
Lovely.
About love.
I have something topical for that.
Okay.
My name's Josh. I'm from Toronto. I met a guy pre-COVID. I was traveling a lot. He lived in Seattle. He then moved here.
Okay, I have to give you a pointer. Let me give you a pointer because you're doing something that someone in my family does when they tell me stories. They're like this. This is the tone. You're like, oh, hey, how's it going? it's going all right. I went to the store. I went to this. I did
three,
this. Yeah.
Four, five.
And it's like, I need valid. You to put a little love in your story, man. Like, give me a little. I know you're trying to speed it up and keep it like, but like, let's get a little juicier tone going.
Right.
You met a
all
guy.
Right. Thank you.
In Seattle?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. It was after a really bad breakup with a abusive ex, and he was just absolutely amazing. You know, we connected really well.
Wait, hold on. Abusive, abusive and amazing?
No, this was, I'm saying this new,
the new
man,
one.
Now my husband, was amazing, you know, in contrast to this abusive piece of shit before.
Yeah. First of all, I'm sorry for the abuse that you suffered.
Me too.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you. Still working through it. It was like 6.5 years of a really terrible, terrible time. And learned a lot. And yeah, so he proposed to me, my now husband proposed to me last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we got married.
Yeah.
And in August, he kind of had a like crisis, I guess, about being here, and told me that he needed to move back to the United States.
Wait, where are you? Where are you again?
I'm in Toronto.
Okay.
And so he moved back to Seattle and said that he needed a couple months of like radio silence. And I have
sounds like this isn't about geography. What?
No, it's not about geography.
Right. So yeah. What is it about?
He's got some like COVID really took a big toll on his mental health, as it did for a lot of people.
Yes.
And so that was kind of the like main reason, I guess. But can't help but feel just like super abandoned in this moment, right? Like,
I'm sorry.
And not sure whether to, you know, wait and hope for my husband to come home from war or just kind of move along and enjoy meeting new people. And
well, what,
you know,
when
if I'm, yeah.
When he said like radio silence, first question is, did you adhere to that?
I did. Yeah. I was like really, really good with it.
Well, my second question was, he saying like we're on a
like separated.
A separation and date people or what, how did he leave it with you?
No, we're in an open relationship. So, you know, sex is not as much of a thing to work around, but, we had like a really, a lot of really like straightforward conversations and, you know, right now the divorce is not imminent. It's not an imminent conversation.
Do you want to date
like several?
Do you want to date Will?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean,
sounds good.
All right.
Will is super sweet, clingy, which you might enjoy after this husband.
Honestly, yeah.
Sounds like an absolute ice block. So Will, if you're,
you know what, that's a good description.
Yeah, like if you're on WhatsApp, Will will be fucking hitting you up all day long. Your alerts will be like, and then you're like, oh, a text from Will. But before you even read it, it's like, then you're like, oh my perfect. Gosh, another text. You start replying and,
yeah.
Well, you have my number now, Will. So.
Oh yeah, I see it.
But anyway, like, listen, I want to say my heart goes out to you because I felt the emotion in your story, you know, and
me too.
It's an awful feeling when someone, I don't know. Did he explain to you a bit what he was feeling about your marriage? Or was he just
really.
Like,
he's
I love
really
the Mariners
at that.
What?
Yeah. He's not really very good at articulating that. And, he really just like kind of felt like he gave up once I said yes to the proposal.
Ew.
And, like there really wasn't a lot of effort. So, you know, like being an immigrant, he had to like do a lot of paperwork to get a job permit, and he did none of it. I did all of it, and like, you know, financially supported him while
hold
he was
up,
here.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Now, like, wait a minute now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Are you telling me a man meets another man?
Yeah.
He wants citizenship. He gets married. As soon as he gets said citizenship, he moves to Seattle.
Well, he didn't get the citizenship.
Oh.
He was, like, you know, he had to do the, like, you know, paperwork
the
and get it processed, but he just, like, didn't do any of it. So
I thought you
I
did
all of it.
Yeah, but did it
yeah,
get...
Yeah, but I'm saying I was the one who did it all.
I know
it
you
didn't
said
get
that.
Processed yet. It's taken a really long time.
Oh, but it's
but
in
it's
in
works.
Cross.
I'm just
it's
saying, is
works.
It perhaps possible that he married you for citizenship?
Oh, no, no. He's like hella American. He's a veteran, so like he's very American, you know.
But
like,
you, why did you apply for U.S. citizenship for him?
For
no,
Canadian.
He applied for Canadian citizenship when he moved here.
Oh, and
yeah,
then he
so he
want
wants
to live in Canada. Okay,
dual
okay.
citizenship.
I take back my dramatic music. Do you think he used you? He used you for a dual citizenship?
But he's slackery.
No, he doesn't. He still doesn't have it. And he just kind of left and didn't work for it and didn't really, like, work to keep me either. So
taking
it just
too
is,
long.
You know, like, well, thanks for coming for a year and then, like, you know, peeping the fuck out.
Okay, once again, I just have to follow a logic thread here.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
If the application is in, he may well still be approved for citizenship, right?
No, because he's not living here anymore.
Oh, okay. That's all I needed. Okay. So here you are. You're in, what'd you say, Toronto?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're in Toronto. You're able to fuck whoever you want willy-nilly, as you were when you were married.
Yep.
So nothing has changed.
I guess in this, what's changed, I guess, is like, do I have hope to actually have this relationship continue, you know, like on this kind of emotional sabbatical of his? If he, do I wait for him to come back in a couple months and say, like, I'm starting to heal and I want to reinvest in this relationship? No, you both immediately are like, nah.
No.
I don't think radio silence, when someone says
radio
to me, radio silence, I go, hold up, what is this, the fucking military?
Well, there you go. Yes, kind of.
And he is a military guy?
Yeah.
Well, a veteran. Yeah, ex-military.
Let me ask you this. What are his...
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to get you some music. What are his redeeming qualities?
When I met him or now? I'll say when I met him. He is really, like, made me feel confident, which I did not really feel before that, and made me feel, like, sexy and loved and cared for. He was, like, funny and silly and didn't take himself
and
very
seriously. And then he was
seriously. Like... yeah, and then, you know, he just kind of stopped putting in any effort, and it was just, like...
Sounds
you
like
know,
an
pulling
elaborate...
teeth to really get any affection.
Love bombing, covert narcissist thing.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I've heard of this term. I don't really understand it, though. Like, love bombing and stuff. Like, what is that?
I'm going to write a letter to Dr. Phil. See if he believes in love bombing.
If he YouTube it. There's a lot of YouTube.
Love bombing. Thank you. Hope to hear back from Chelsea Perret.
How long was the marriage, you know, from the time of meeting him till he left? How long was that period?
Do you mean, like, how long was the marriage?
Or when, from when you met him until he bounced?
Good slang. Good slang. Well, hold on.
Thank you.
90s slang.
Yeah.
Is it still in rotation? Let us know in the comments.
We met in 2018 and got married in 2022.
Oh, wow. It's been
And then he left in August.
Oh, okay. So maybe it wasn't
in
a love
in gay
bombing.
Relationships, isn't that like 50 years?
Yeah, that's so long.
It seems like it, but I think we were a long distance until 2021 when he moved here. So
still long. Know, 3 years.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm good at that, you know, but
yeah.
Seems like not everyone else is.
Yeah, that's not a love bombing. That's a relationship.
Right. I don't know. Now I'm starting to be like, what did you do?
Honestly, that's what I'm starting to think too. That's why I'm calling, because I'm like, is this something?
Are you
I'm
clinging?
Up, but no, I don't feel like I am. I really like having.
I don't feel like I am either.
but yet, listen to the song that Will made. Can you pull up the song?
Oh, please.
Yeah, I don't.
Listen to the song. Will just, for the record, he just said he doesn't feel like he's clingy either. Here's his song.
How can you be clingy on WhatsApp? 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 There's no way to be clingy on WhatsApp. I know that I'm not clingy on WhatsApp. Did you miss my text
and my other text?
And then that other text. And that other one. Cause I haven't heard from you.
All right. Could you hear that?
That was beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Is that created on the show?
No. We wrote this for my coffee album. Never released.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs, actually, that we made. Anyway,
wow.
Good luck with it all.
I hope you let us stream that.
Yeah, I would like to release it. So I don't know what to tell you. We're at a bit of an impasse because we don't know what your weaknesses are in the marriage.
Right. Yeah.
All we're really left with is this weird, hard boundary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this silence, and it's hard to give advice because we just don't know enough details. So
yeah.
I need to bring my gavel here. I have a gavel. I need to bring my gavel.
I would love that.
Yeah, and then I could be like,
would love a ruling.
What do you rule when it's undecided? Do the judges go, it's not guilty and it's not guilty? Get out of here, you scamp.
They call for a recess and never come back.
I release you. Okay, bye. I don't know. Good luck.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Nice guy. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it did make a difference that it was so many years.
Yeah. So
you know, it's like,
I don't know.
Yeah. But radio silence, it's so tough.
It is.
You know, I have one person in my life who does radio silence. Mm. And it's just, I don't get it. You
there
know?
Should like, be a radio station that's silence. Ladies and gentlemen, what
that's
an
not how I operate radio, yeah. You know? It's just, it doesn't work for me.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too.
So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It's absolutely frigid in here. It's a meat locker.
Yeah, I like it.
Your sperm
uh-huh.
is in pristine condition right now.
Gosh, my whole urology is off right now. Something's
oh my,
up.
Hold on. Talk about burying the lead. What's going on with your urology?
I mean, I stand there sometimes and I'm waiting to pee and it just doesn't happen. And I don't know. It's been a couple of years that this is, I pee a lot at night or during the day. You know, it's really unsettling.
Do you ever look at your urethra and say,
"How did we get to this point?" I do. I do. Absolutely.
Wait,
do.
Wait, men have urethras, right?
Yeah.
We all pee.
We're known for our urethras.
You know, gender aside, we mm-hmm. all have urethras.
That's crazy.
No urethra spectrum, right? We all got them. That's how we should be defined.
Yeah.
Walking urethras. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you a walking urethra?
Do you consider yourself to have a urethra?
Yes, I do. I've recently come around to identifying as a urethra owner.
How's your pee stream? Healthy?
I would say, you know, we're pretty hydrated these days, so it's steady and consistent.
Do you go a lot at night? Do you have to, or you sleep through the night without getting up?
You know, I do sleep through the night. I am very fortunate in that regard.
What's your age?
I'm 32, and this is Aaron. I was the guy who left the voicemail about my ear being ripped off by a dog.
What?
I feel like I just have to hang up now.
Wait, like, no, don't go. You wait, hang what up, happened? This is me to... pulling out after you in my Honda.
What happened to your ear?
It got okay. So tell your story, please. This was huge on my animal attack podcast. Everyone who called in was like, one time a goose like honked at me from 5 feet away, and then the voicemails were like, I was, you know, half my body was torn off by a jaguar in Nepal or something. Okay, so you called and you said what? Tell us.
Well, I didn't give a lot of detail, but when I was like six or seven, I was pretty young. You know, like, so we had these neighbors move in, kind of like catty corner to us, and their youngest child was like our age, my brother and I, and so she would come over all the time. And the first time and only time we ever went over to her house, it was like a smoker's den of a house. You know, it was like real dingy and musty, and so she was like, "We're just gonna play outside." Got it. So we went to the backyard, and they had a Rottweiler. Now, we had dogs, and I was like, I love dogs. This is great. You know, we have Pomeranians, one to one, not the same size. But, so she had this Rottweiler chained up to a tree in the middle of her backyard, and like metal chain. And
I'll tell you what,
like,
that's a tree I wouldn't be getting anywhere near. Yeah. You got a Rottweiler chained to a tree. I'm not going.
Right. And it's kind of like a bigger backyard. So it's like, it's a little ways away. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
middle
continue.
Of summer. And the dog is just like chewing on its metal chain.
Okay.
And sure. As Rottweilers do.
Yeah.
Terrifying. And this is like 98, 99. So like Toy Story is still kind of like a thing. And it's giving like Sid from Toy Story vibes. You know, it's like I'm imagining just like the dead toys and dead dogs coming out to play in this backyard. And that's like the first time I think I ever started putting things together. I was like, oh, this family, like, their kids don't stay in the house. They don't stick around. And I don't know where the adults are. And then the dog just looked at me and my brother and just, like, took off full speed, busted the metal chain that it was hooked to a tree with, and it just lunged at me.
Wow.
My brother's younger than me, so he just doesn't know what to do. He's screaming.
He's like,
I kind of, like...
Is he like
that's
that?
Like a spot
wait,
on birthday.
What was your brother
I'm like
this?
I'm having
hold on, hold on.
Like
was
this?
Your
wait.
Brother yeah. was your brother kind of like this?
I'm like, I'm back in it. I'm back in the trauma. That was
real.
Pretty much what it was like.
That was like what it was like. He's like, help me! I'm your brother.
Yeah, he had to identify himself for me to understand who he was at that moment.
Brother, where art thou?
Identify yourself. Yeah, okay. So this dog just like busts its chain, just chain like rattling behind itself.
Okay.
Fully lunges on top of me and is just attacking my face, swipes my chest.
How
like,
old are you?
Rips through
six.
My shirt.
Oh my.
I'm 6, 7 years old.
Oh my god.
And I'm little.
That's terrible.
Like,
how old's your brother?
I'm a little guy.
Aww.
He's probably 5 at this point.
Oh my god.
So we're
in your gap, the dream.
So my brother books it because he's smart. Survival instincts intact.
Did your brother did your brother look over his shoulder as he ran away from you being eaten by a Rottweiler and did he say,
it's time to say goodbye?
Oh, god.
It's time to say goodbye.
Yeah, he was like he was by the time I got back to my house, he's already like digging a hole in the backyard for me. he runs home. He's screaming for my mom.
Right,
I find Christmas decorations, a giant like plastic candy cane.
You
and
start
it's the
decorating
only thing I can
a tree.
Grab onto.
Mm.
Sorry?
Mm. Oh, I thought you were gonna say you started decorating a tree. That was a weird choice in this choose your own adventure story. Okay, keep going.
Christmas candy canes?
So I have
what?
To like beat this dog off of me.
Oh.
And I scrape and scratch my way out of this backyard, through their house, across the street back to my house.
Okay.
And I stop in the middle of the street to throw up. I'm in so much pain and there's just blood everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And I just have my hands over my face. I get to my front door. My mom opens the door. She's like, what is happening? And I go to show her what the dog did to me. I take my hands off of my face and my left ear is in my hand.
Aww.
And then I pass out and I wake up in the hospital.
Aww.
And they have to...
Good house.
Wait,
that's terrible.
that's the epitome of physical comedy, man. You're holding an ear in your hand. It's supposed to be on your head. Come on.
Yeah, it was like that trick where you pull a quarter out from your ear.
But you pull your ear out from your ear.
Yeah, miss the wallet. Just the whole ear. So I had to get it like surgically reattached to the side of my head.
How's it looking now?
Yeah, how does it look?
Can we see it?
It looks like a normal ear. The cartilage, like, got crushed, obviously. And so it's, like, flatter, and it sticks out almost to, like, a 90-degree angle from my head instead of straight back. But, you know, I'm also ethnic, so I got big ears anyway. So
what do you mean? That doesn't have to do with ethnicity. Everyone of every ilk has big ears. Some people do. Here's what I have to say to you.
I think it's just more common. I used to work at an ad agency.
Okay.
And we had this, like, Mexican restaurant as one of our clients.
Uh-huh.
They had a caricature of the person who started the restaurant and my boss, who was a very liberal white lady, was like, we have to tell them that they can't use this because this caricature is very offensive. Mexicans with big lips and big noses and big ears. And I was just, like, hiding my own face because they're like, oh, it's me. You just described me.
Isn't it a mess? All of it, how all the stereotypes are true about all of us. No, just kidding.
But... Yeah. That's why I like to perpetuate them because I'm a truth teller.
So has it messed with your game?
Oh, let me give well, that's a good question. Let's hear that.
With my game?
Yeah.
With lovers?
You know, just... No, I've locked one down. I've landed him.
Okay.
You've locked down a man?
I have, yes.
Oh, nice.
We love to see it. And I will not stop until every man on this planet is a homosexual.
Every straight man's fear. Every, like, bigoted straight man's fear. I just spat all over the
game. I love that statement. That was good.
One thing on it.
Yeah. I'm with you. Wow. I'm with you on that.
Honestly, that story is so scary. I can't believe it broke the chain.
Yeah. And then, like, within a week. Well, okay, so the dog had to get taken to the pound, obviously. They got the dog back, and then, like, a week later, the dog died.
Good.
And I don't know how it happened. I was but a child.
I say this as a dog lover. Good. No. Probably that dog was being abused, right? It's chained to a tree outside. It's probably not getting the exercise or the training that it needs.
The love.
Everyone wants to get these dangerous, big-ass dogs and then not... Like, you ever see people walking a dog on a leash that is 100% stronger than them? Like some old lady walking a Rottweiler and it's like pulling her down the street. It's like the sound of her heels on the concrete is like...
there's a lady in my neighborhood now who walks a pit bull every morning in like slippers, and it's like this is not tactical in any way.
Right.
Like, what happens if you just need to do maneuver anyway?
here's her slippers.
You're
sliding.
Tripping all over yourself. Yeah, that pit bull gone.
Yeah,
small dogs are so much better.
That pit bull like takes off in its little car.
Listen, don't have the pit bull people coming for me because they'll be like, they take care of babies. That's what they were raised to do. I'm like, okay. I love all dogs. I love all dogs.
I love big dogs, but
I don't care about the data.
Small dogs are so easy.
I'm not data based. I'm just cuteness based. No, I don't know. I think a lot of them will be like, no, but chihuahuas will bite you more readily. I'm like, yeah, but a chihuahua, I would fucking hawk across a field.
Yeah, I could kick that dog. And
let me hold
out
on.
Of the room
hold
and be
on.
Like, sorry to have to leave you, but you're going a little too slow.
I have to say, like, one sec.
A Rottweiler could.
Hold on! Here on the show, we do not condone the beating or hitting of any dog of any breed. We love all dogs. This just in.
Yeah.
Dog violence, bad. Thank you.
I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying you could. One could, not you specifically.
Thank you for tuning in to Call Chelsea Peretti. Yeah. This just in, we don't condone abuse of animals of any kind here on the show, whether big or small. You should never be violent or rough with any kind of dog. And we also do not support bigotry toward any breed over the other. We love pit bulls here on the show. Pit bull owners, please refrain from contacting. Great.
And that is a statement as of December 15th, 2023.
Oh, let me give you the music.
A brave change of mind from Chelsea Peretti.
A change of mind.
Wait a minute. Hey.
I see how you work, getting everybody to be
pitting
gay.
Us. Hey, pitting us against each other. Where do you think the expression came from? We got to end this. What time is it? Where am I?
You're a gaslighter. Supreme.
I actually genuinely do have to end this podcast now. It's 11:30.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wait, so, am I the last caller?
I believe so. And you know what?
You're my favorite caller.
You might be.
Yeah.
You were the funniest.
Oh.
Sorry about your face, Andy.
This story went down a few ditches, but that's okay.
You were a dream. You really were. So yeah. Listen.
Fucking shut up.
That's to all of us. And it's time to end. Oh.
Me too.
You want to say in something?
We're glad that you came out of here.
Hold on, you're both talking.
Thank you for your love.
Oh my God, I missed that. But you know what? Shout out to the iHeartRadio because we have something that's almost just as good.
I've been looking for someone like you, and you've been looking for somebody too.
So, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
But we're here.
Here we are.
Chelsea, you are my favorite. I will try to figure out a legal way to leave you something in my will.
All right.
Have a good day.
That's me and my Honda.
We're glad you're all right after the attack.
Yeah.
You found love.
You're a survivor. You know, this is actually, do you know that I got an engineer to build me a Honda Mercedes hybrid? This is me driving off in my Honda Mercedes hybrid. What an app! High five, Will! You know what? We didn't make as many songs up as I thought we might, but the truth is we were blessed with some great moments, some great calls, some great energy. We really pulled it out of our ass.
Yeah.
Any closing words you want to say to that music?
Or sing? We did it. We did it. We did it. We did it. Yes, we have. We've done it. And we'll do it again.
Maybe.
I mean, not us, but, you know.
I'm just kidding.
Just in our lives, like, separately.
Always separately.
Always not together.
Going our separate ways.
But waving goodbye.
To yesterday.
And to tomorrow.
And we did it. Hate your anger. Hate
your anger. Hate your anger. Hey. We've done it all.
And we have nothing left to prove
or to give.
We made the best podcast app we could ever make. We did our best, a perfect take. And now we're full of hatey aches.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it. Now goodbye.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.